Module 5, Training. Policies and procedures are not enough to improve safety. All employees need workplace safety training. There are different ways to train employees, such as on-site, by video, or in meetings. The circumstances will determine which method will be the most effective. Any effective workplace safety program outlines clear expectations for employee training. Reasons for training. Safety training is a legal requirement. It does, however, prevent accidents and injuries in the workplace. There are a number of other reasons to train employees. Reduces absenteeism and insurance premiums. Decreases the risk of violating OSHA regulations. Increases morale and productivity. Reduces turnover. Definition. There are two types of employee training. On-the-job, OJT, training, and off-the-job training. Both types of training can be part of a workplace safety program. On-the-job training can focus on safety when trainers illustrate techniques that prevent injury. Off-the-job training typically includes seminars, lectures, meetings, and case studies, which can easily promote safety and occurs off the normal job site. Orientation. New employees typically go through training and orientation, at least they should. Orientation allows employees to become familiar with the company. It includes information about the chain of command, compensation, policies, safety, benefits, and unions. During orientation, safety rules and regulations should be explained carefully. Most companies have new hires sign that they have read and understand the safety policies and procedures. On-the-job training. On-the-job training is the oldest training method, and it is still primarily used to train employees who are not in management. Trainers either work exclusively at training employees, or they are experienced employees who are qualified to teach new hires. Steps for training. Show how to safely perform a task. Review the steps. Show the student again. Allow employee to perform part of the task. Help the employee perform the task. Watching the employee perform the task. Allow the employee to work alone. Safety meetings. Safety meetings are meetings that all employees attend. The purpose of the meetings is to remind people about safety regulations and introduce changes to regulations, equipment, or procedures. Meetings need to occur regularly, and the topic should cover recent safety problems and safety goals. Each organization will need to adapt safety meetings to fit its needs, but there is a general outline. Outline, topic, date, old business, accident statistics, reports and analysis, new business. Planning and conducting a training session. Training sessions take time to prepare. It is just as important to try to make any mandatory training sessions engaging as it is to make them informative. Every teacher needs a lesson plan, and the same is true of safety training. Trainers need to consider their audience and bring the appropriate materials, such as videos, with them. Lesson plan outline. Title, session goals, key points, how it relates to the company, questions and answers. Before you conduct a training session, prepare the room. Make sure there are enough seats and the lighting and temperature are comfortable. It is also important to make sure that you have all necessary equipment and enough paperwork for the participants. Case study. Sarah was the manager of the training program at a paper distribution company. Although it was legally required, Sarah felt the need to go above and beyond the basic mandatory training. Not only did the program keep the employees safe, it also increased morale and productivity among them as well. The company had a reduced absenteeism rate and reduced insurance premiums. The training was done in stages, starting with orientation of a newly hired or acquired employee, and ending with the regular mandatory safety plan updates. These updates allowed employees to ask questions and voice concerns and opinions in regards to their own safety. This made the company a safer and healthier place to work for everyone.